Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now passing through the shores of the Terminus. Our next stop, the Spiral Sage.
Research log. It has been 2 days since the night Sir Caroline and I met in the Swamp of Titan's Blooms. We are no closer to finding Lord Lizard's Keep than when we started. And yet, we walk for hours each day. My injury has gotten considerably worse in the time since as...
Stop that this instant.
I want this entered as evidence when we return to the Citadel. If this thug isn't discharged...
Give me that.
End of log!
So this is what I get for showing you kindness, hmm?
If I don't have crutches, I can't walk.
Then perhaps you oughtn't break them so often.
Okay, just... There are so many things wrong with that. First off...
Oh, spammy.
If you actually let me rest for a day to build them, like I told you I needed, I might be able to make something that would last more than a few hours in a swamp. And second, the sticks you're bringing me are trash. I can hardly support my weight
on... Then grit your teeth and do it anyway, because these are the only sticks you'll get until you find us that lizard. You said you knew where the lizard lived in this swamp, yet we've walked nearly from one end of it to the other by now, and I've seen neither hide nor scale of him.
I'm not a tracker, Sir Caroline. Maybe we should just go back to the Citadel and...
I told you this line won't work with me.
And tell them what we know. You really want to fight a monster war alone? You don't have any, like, friends or anything?
A friend's the only thing you northerners can talk about.
Well, it's better than having none.
Enough! I have seen not one manipulative monster in days, Herbalist. I have a duke. I'm quite good at it. And if I don't find a monster to slay soon, perhaps I'll just have
Sir Caroline, move!
What?
Hey, wise guy! What the hell was that?
Maybe you should watch where you're going, dude.
Do you think they see us?
No. If you want to keep it that way, shut up.
Come on, man. Let's go. Oh, I don't feel so. Porcus? Uh-oh. Oh, you busted my hammocks, Trotter. You broke every bone in my body, you skinny little...
Okay, all right, just... Hang on, bro. We'll be back at the fort in no time, and for now, just think happy thoughts, like how those bug ladies are gonna cry when they find out we took their...
What the hell, Porcus? What's the matter? Big pig fall down, go boom! look who's master prankster now!
But I heard you break your...
Those were human bones, dummy!
Dude, my nosh, what gives?
Mine now. Besides, you need to put on a few tons, and you ain't gonna do that on bones. You're getting skinny, Trotter.
This bod is chiseled, dude. Don't get all beefy just cause you're jealous.
Beef ain't the problem. Peak performance means pork belly. You've got no fat on you.
Peak performance, huh?
Yeah, take one more step and I'll pound you to bacon bits.
Try me, brah.
Moron! We're gonna miss the trial because of you.
Hey, man, you got all aggro, so...
Just shut up and let's go. I want to see that lizard get what's coming to him.
Lizard?
This is going to be so choice, dude. See him try and wiggle his four twiggy arms out of this one.
And with four arms. No more whining. We're following those pigs, so get up and... There she goes. Thought you said this lizard was in the Swamp of Titan's Blooms.
He was.
Well, those hogs are headed due north, towards scrubland and sand. What lies north of the swamp?
No clue.
No clue? Aren't you from here?
Biologist, not a cartographer. It could be The northern edge of the world.
I suppose the distance would make sense. Loose sand, less noticeable life. A desert?
I don't think so. Damien told me so many stories about it a long time ago, but he must have gotten bored of them because I haven't heard any of those stories in a while. He goes through phases like that.
Then I suppose my heart shall burst without my fiancé and, oh, mummy, the scaly little lizard's gone and cast a spell on me. Are just phases, then?
No. The heart bursting is pretty common, but a spell? Damien really said he cast a spell?
Who knows what that man says? Half of it's metaphor and the other half is bad metaphor.
But... huh?
Damn it, Trotter! If you don't hurry up, we're gonna miss the verdict! The courthouse is right there, dude!
The pigs are just through this brush. Stand back. I'll clear us a path.
Courthouse?
And... there!
Saints above.
Beach. So that frothing water out in that sea must be... the edge of the world.
The terminus. An endlessly replenishing ocean that ends in a gigantic waterfall off the side of the world. Saints, it's hard to look away from, isn't it?
Stop it. This is indecent. The southern edge in the frost has mountains. At least then you don't have to see it.
Yeah, that sounds better.
The judge has finished his deliberations. The trial of Lord Arum will resume in 5 minutes' time. With the verdict, please do not be late, thank you!
The trial of... we have to get in there.
Not just yet. This lizard really lights a fire under you, doesn't he? Why exactly do you need to see him so badly? He just kidnapped you.
I need to find out if he really cast a spell on Damien. I need to find out what happened between them because... I just do, okay?
And how do you plan to ask him? Walk right up, knock on the door, and request a moment of his time?
No. That shell doesn't even have a door.
What shell?
The one those pigs walked into, obviously. Now let's...
You mean the courthouse?
It's a gigantic seashell. A Wendel trap, probably. You can tell by how tall and thin it is and the spiral striations.
I don't care about the striations. That is clearly a building. A tall tower. It has a skylight.
Yeah, well, that's because, I mean, obviously... Are we just going to stand here asking questions, or are we going?
Putting yourself on the line might work when you're testing skin cream and cough syrup, herbalist. But with monsters, we need strategy. Some means to stay hidden, to observe, then strike. Aha!
You're not going to...
We are... Help me with this.
But it's so pink.
You will help me turn this into a disguise, or I will leave you outside. All right, then. Let's get to work. Do you have your petals in place? If you give away my flawless camouflage,
Sir Caroline... You cut two neck holes in a big pink flower. We look ridiculous.
As do they. Your point?
I
don't care. Just follow my lead and act like this monster would.
Constantly embarrassed.
We're entering in 3, 2, go.
Saints, this is a lot of monsters.
Hundreds of them. So many trophies for the taking. Where do you think you're going?
Ow. I'm trying to get a better look.
By wading into the crowd and cutting off our only exit? I don't think so.
Excuse me?
Sir Caroline, I can't see anything.
Well then, here's a description for you. A circular room with a lot of monsters in it. A dais with a garish metal podium. And overly busy tapestries on the walls. Everything clashes and it's awful. The end. Now be quiet.
Can we just move? I can't see the trial.
And I can't care. We will not draw attention to ourselves.
Excuse me?
Maybe we'd draw a lot less attention if we weren't bright pink.
If you are so insecure in your femininity that a little pink makes you...
Excuse me?
What? What is so important that you have to butt into our business, you... I have no idea what you're supposed to be.
You are stepping on my foot.
That's a foot?
I'm sorry about that. Two heads means a split personality. She's the rude one.
And she's the stupid one.
Monster Court is now in session. Silence, please, silence.
Now, do you mind? I'm trying to watch the trial.
We return now to the sentencing of Lord Arum. Here accused of breach of contract, destruction of things that belong to him but really sort of belong to all of us when you really think about it, and criticism. Lord Arum.
Present.
And all attend to Judge Helicoy.
The universe speaks through me. And also, I am present.
And I, the bailiff golem, am present. The universe now presiding. Judge Helicoy now transmitting. Silence!
Thank you, bailiff.
Is that the judge?
Can you at least tell me what's happening? I can only see the judge's couch. That big slimy strip.
That's not his couch, babe. That's the judge.
Who are you?
Lord Arum. This court is not a place for personal bias, and so my opinion cannot matter in this case. And yet, I must say that I find your conduct disgusting.
You can't see it, sweets, but that was funny because he's a snail.
And you're a human.
You have destroyed, I say destroyed, the Moonlit Hermit, and thereby your ability to fulfill your contract. Repeatedly, you've shown that you care not at all for our law. And I say to you, sir, that I find you repellent.
They have laws?
He said law. Just one. Full freedom for all, and everyone gets to do whatever they want.
So their only law is no laws.
Call me when you find a system that makes more sense. Or any sense.
Then why would they need a court?
What do you think happens when one monster prevents another from doing what they want? They need a performance to make it all look fair before they side with the more powerful of the two.
And all this time, Lord Arum, you have stood there in silence, making a mockery. I say, a mockery of this court. And also making me, feel very self-conscious. Do you have anything to say for yourself, Lord Arum?
Come on, Arum. What are you doing?
Very well, then. Bailiff?
We move on to judgment, and then relocation.
Judgment? Relocation? What does any of that... Ow!
Stay quiet.
You made her hit me.
Oh, wow. You're really cute, aren't you?
And now, judgment! This shell's winding whirls by the slime upon my skin. O universe, I speak to you. This creature has wandered from his place, and so show him, universe, where he belongs. Oh, judgment!
Ugh! Oh, sweets. It gets so much worse. Listen to the bubbles.
The bubbles? Stop talking to yourself!
Judgment.
Ugh.
This lizard's lost his line. We would return him where he list, could we? But his ambition is lost. His heart's in others now. You ask his course? You ask his place? Oh, Helicoid. Oh, trusted child. Lord Arum has neither.
Oh, well.
Shush!
A creature with no place in this world has but one fate. Fort Terminus calls, O Lizard Lord. Your weight unbalances, so from the scale you must be tossed entire.
Was that his sentence? I'd rather not say. Why?
Well then, I have, yes. Well, Lord Aurum, you understand the fate the universe has demanded?
I do.
I hope you understand that we do not enjoy this. But if your very existence impinges upon our freedoms, well...
I said I understood.
Do you have any final statements?
Let's just get this over with.
Quite. Bailiff, if you would unlock the path to... Well, you know...
Yes, Your Horror.
Now... A moment of silent thanks to the universe.
Why don't you want to say?
Because I don't like to make a pretty lady cry.
Was it a death sentence?
Well, if the convicted has been a very good bat or ghoul, perhaps. But nobody knows what happens after they...
Then what's going to happen to him?
The creatures are staring, Herbalist. What are you doing?
It's terrible. Are you certain you want to know?
Please, I have to. Shut up.
I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
Just tell me.
Who must you insist on yammering to?
Okay, excuse me.
Can you back off? I'm just talking to... She's gone.
You were talking to yourself?
First you step on my foot, and now you talk and jostle ever so. Such rudeness as I have never
if
seen.
If you don't shut up, you'll beg me to go back to rudeness, you hideous thing. And as for you, Herbalist, why has it gone so quiet?
May we continue?
Yes, Judge Helicoid. Deepest apologies, Judge Helicoid.
Very well. Now, Lord Aurum. Lord Aurum. Really, now, the least you could do is look at me when I'm speaking to you.
What? Apologies, Your Horror. I was just looking at that noise. On second thought, most horrible Judge Helicoid, I think I would like to have those last words after all.
What? But you already said, and I'd already prepared my statement.
I have done monster kind some service, Your Horror. Whatever threat to individual freedoms I may pose now, I think the perspective of the monster responsible for the weapon that will undo the human citadel should prove useful for the individual interests of the monsters in attendance.
Yes. Well, even so, my freedoms...
And to deny those present words that might interest them would constitute censorship, Your Horror. Which is one of the great sins, as you know.
Well, you're very talkative now, aren't you? During your trial, you couldn't even muster up a grovel. Go on. Go on.
Thank you, Your Horror. Assembled beasts, it is true that I destroyed the Moonlit Hermit. And it is true that I was under contract to use that same flower to birth weapons for use against the human infection that persists in these northern wilds. To these broken promises I admit full fault, and they alone are certainly enough to have me sent to Fort Terminus. And yet, I urge you, as free-thinking monsters, to remember that this is not all I've done. My actions will live on after me, and I hope you will evaluate them individually, regardless of what you may think of me.
Very pretty, Lord Aurum. Now...
And what actions are those? Well, let's make a list of them, shall we?
There's really no need. We already...
First, I found the Moonlit Hermit. and though the Senate did vote that I should create tools against the humans, they did not specify how. Given time, I could still make weapons, though certainly not as quickly as my initial prototypes via...
Yes, yes, yes. We discussed the Janus Beast, and that loud amphibious thing with the voice. Failures, both, Lord Arum. Quickly, please.
I knew it. The lizard's the source of those manipulative monsters.
Arum, why?
And second, one of my experiments has been accepted by the Senate as their plan of attack against the humans. It is the most powerful of my creations, and as we all know, the Senate is planning on using it as soon as it leaves its cocoon. And that very moment, the Citadel will be taken, which will be in just a few days. So if it was going to be stopped, it would have to be before it leaves its cocoon.
Irrelevant! The grubs you presented to the Senate had a significant design flaw, and though it has been solved, you did not solve it. This is a poor defense, my boy, and a confusing one, given as it is after the verdict.
And finally this. I granted two of the most beautiful blooms in the world their freedom. The freedom to do what they most wished, no matter the pain or consequences to me. It is not even half forgiveness for what I've done, but I did what good deeds I could when I saw the opportunity. That is all.
Two blooms? You had... Did you have two moonlit hermits, Lord Arum?
No, it was just a metaphor.
Well, what did it mean?
I choose not to say.
Well, I choose to say that I found your closing statement began with promise, and then meandered and lingered until not a one of us could follow it in the slightest. And I choose to recommend that you tighten your focus, lad. Good. Now that that's out of the way, I shall make my closing statement. Listen closely, my boy, and I will show you how it's done. Lord Arum!
The path has been opened, your horror! It is time now for the repugnant reptile to...
Well, I suppose nobody's going to let me have my big finish, are they?
But you asked me to.
Oh, don't give me that snotty face, bailiff.
With all due respect, your circuitousness, I am made of your mucus.
Just cease this immediately! I'm trying to make my closing statement, and not one of you is paying attention! So be quiet and listen. Lord Arum, I cast you out into Fort Terminus, where, that is to say, the universe has decided that gold, the moment's just gone, isn't it?
It seems to be.
Then just get out of here so they can throw you off the edge of the world. Dismissed! Porcus and Trotter, you may lead the prisoner away.
Not us, man.
We're off duty. It's in our contract.
Fine. Bailiff, duplicate and then lead Lord Arum away.
Yes, your horror. Yes, your horror.
No, Arum!
You don't stop gibbering, Herbalist.
Do be quiet. You'll get us in trouble again.
You, listen. This knife of mine is very, very, very sharp. Honed just for shearing skins like yours. And unless you want to find out how well I've sharpened it, you will mind your business. Herbalist, I want a full report on whatever you think you saw when we leave here. But first, we must wait for our exit,
Sure.
Yes. Well, that trial was certainly memorable, though I thought the accused did smack a bit of selflessness toward the end. Ugh, that always leaves such a taste. But at any rate, the business is done. Who's next, bailiff?
Well, you see, most horrible Judge Helicoid, looking at the crimes brought to us before sunup, if I may tally the list in full, let's see, there's 1, 2, 4, 9, 3. None, your circuitousness.
None? Good, good. Let's get this nun character up here and hear their story, shall we? Nun, I say nun. Hold, beast, step forward.
No, Your Horror, I'm afraid that, I mean, we've no more trials for today.
Well, but of course, that's absurd, Bailiff, quite absurd. The Spiral Court does not conclude until the sun sets. It is the will of the universe.
But even so, if there are none accused...
I did not misspeak, Bailiff. The Spiral Court is not dismissed until the universe wills it through me. At my bedtime.
Lardlings and fenfolk, boils and globs, the Spiral Court will now have an open call for grievance, guidance, and... would any beast present like to accuse another beast, also present, of anything? Please.
Say a single word, beast, and your stomach will be my sheath.
It might be a little too late for that. They're all kind of looking at us.
I would like to make an accusation.
Tattletale.
Now I would like to make two accusations.
Seize that fabulous ogre immediately.
Let go of me. Let go of me or I'll tear your grisly appendages off.
Caroline, you have to stop struggling. The disguise.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, I can't look. I think I'll be sick, my judge.
Yes. The sight of humans makes me quite ill as well.
Humans?
Uh-oh. Indeed.
Bring them forward immediately. I dare say the universe will have quite a bit to say about these creatures' proper place. Spiral Court is now in session!
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter @ThePenumbraPod, following us on Tumblr @ThePenumbraPodcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Camille Blanton, Christine Kim, Rowan Collins, Garrett M., Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Cantaloupe, Fiona Parker, Reagan, Co., Kim Zeigen, Aitha Lang, Vron, Charlie Spiegel, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that The Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to dftba.com and search for The Penumbra Podcast. This tale, The Spiral Sage, was told by the following people. Melissa Enulet as Rilla, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, Noah Symes as Lord Aram, Glenn Moore as Judge Helicoid, Stuart Evan Smith as Porcus, Michael Underhill as Trotter, Kate Jones as the Bailiff, Melissa DeJesus as the unknown voice in the crowd, and Joshua Elon, Kat Buckingham, and Simon Moody as the ensemble. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.